All right. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. This is our first time at this event, and it's been fantastic. How many of you, this is your first time here at this conference? Oh, wow. Good majority of you. Fantastic. Very good. That's always exciting for the people that put on these events to have new people coming in and so forth. How many of you have enjoyed it so far? Raise your hand. Great. All right. Now, this is going to help me answer this one question that I'm going to ask. I'm going to answer in a unique way. OH.
Ohio.
Okay. So a good majority of you are from Ohio. How many of you are not from Ohio? Raise your hand. Okay, so that's about half. Now, how many of you are not from Ohio, but you always wanted to repeat the I-O, and so you did it anyways? All right, so nobody. Okay, very good. All right. So just to kind of help me get a good feel of who's in the audience, how many of you have never invested in real estate? You're here because you want to learn. Could you raise your hand? Okay, good. So a couple of you. How many of you have invested maybe between one and five homes? You've purchased one to five rentals? Okay, very good. How many of you, 10 and up? Raise your hand. All right, very good. How many of you have gone maybe another route? So not only have you started buying, but now maybe you're private lending and doing notes and things like that. Very good. All right, gives me a good understanding. How many of you are using qualified money in IRA or 401k to lend or buy? All right, very good. So a lot of you guys are great. You're crushing it, so kudos to you. And, you know, one thing that I always say when I'm at these conferences, I'm never going to say anything that you probably have never heard, right? Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. So you probably have heard somebody in the past say something very similar. But the one thing that I've always learned is repetition is key. When I played football, we practiced the same play over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And the coach was hoping that we would execute it properly. And so the more we, practice that play, the better chance we had to work it efficiently and execute it. And so that's kind of my philosophy. You know, when I speak, I share a lot of just sometimes no-brainer things that you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, I've heard that a million times, but maybe I say it in a different way, or maybe just out of happenstance, you've kind of cut that out of your procedures, and it's like, man, you know what, I used to do that, I'm going to implement it. So a lot of times, again, it's just a very basic, but very, helpful presentation. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about who we are. Come on in. And then I'll tell you about our deals, and then I always end it in a little bit different. I'm not like most people. I don't like necessarily going and just hearing about deals. Like, I also like giving stuff that you could take away with you. And so I always add that in at the very end. But just to kind of get going, Jason Engelman, I founded Freaky Fast Home Buyers in June of 2019 with purchasing a couple properties in Columbus, Georgia. Not Ohio, but Georgia. Didn't know it existed. I started investing as a wholesaler out of Nashville with $20. And my wife likes to brag that she was my first investor because it was her $20. But we literally wrote out handwritten letters saying, hey, we buy houses with cash. And it, when I say it was our last $20, it was our last $20. Like, I had rent coming up that week, and I didn't have any money. And so we bought 40 stamps with that $20, and we're standing there. We wrote out the letters. We put the stamps on, and before I put them in the mailbox, I prayed. I said, God, I need a deal, please. Like, I am broke, and I got so many bills coming up. And 2 days later, I got a call, and it was a gentleman who received one of my letters. And what's really unique, and no one can ever convince me that it was not a God thing, because it was like in one of the most desired neighborhoods that probably had gotten hundreds and hundreds of postcards and letters in Nashville, which is a very competitive market. But yet he responded to me, and he didn't like try to bid me up or anything like that. I gave him the offer, and he accepted it. And I closed it. I flipped it to a gentleman that I knew who was fixing and flipping, and made $10,000, first deal. And then from there, just started building up. We did 22 deals wholesaling in that first year. But it was still a challenge. It wasn't like I got rich, you know. It was, you know, we made enough to pay the bills and kind of get caught up and put back into marketing. And a gentleman called me. He said, hey, Jason, I know you purchased my house a couple months ago. My mom is selling 20 properties. She's turning 80. She's selling 20 properties in Columbus, Georgia. Are you interested? And I was like, yes, because I was starving. Nashville, there's so much competition, and people are driving up the price. It was really hard to get a deal. And so we went to Columbus, Georgia, and locked those up under contract. And then that's kind of how Freaky Fast got started. And so we started off with those 20. I did kind of like a wholesale type deal with some investors, learned a lot about Columbus, and we ended up doing our first three deals where we owned them under the Freaky Fast umbrella. So we started with three homes in, let me stop there for a second. So I'm married to my beautiful wife right here, Tori Martin. She is a country artist. So if you like country music, definitely look up her songs on Spotify, Apple Music. Her last song went number 42 on Billboard, so I'm really, really proud of her. And like I said, started wholesaling in 2017, started Freak Fast in 2019, and I'm a huge Buckeye fan. I was born in Columbus, Ohio. My dad is a pastor, and when I was six, we moved to Texas because he took a position at a church, but I am still a Buckeye all the way. So just a little about Freak Fast. We started with three properties in Columbus, Georgia. We now have purchased over $35 million of assets in six states. And then a track record anywhere between 9 and 15% annualized returns. Now, we created Freaky Fast to be a passive resource for passive investments. Like the gentleman was saying earlier, you know, everyone gets into real estate because it's a way to create passive income, but what we realize is it turns into a second job, especially if you're managing your own properties or especially if you've got properties in your area. The one thing that people told me in Nashville when I first went to Columbus, oh, you don't want to get outside of your area. You want to be able to drive by. You want to be able to look at it. Well, what you're or creating is a second job for you, and it creates a lot of headaches. So what we wanted to do is create an opportunity for investors to be able to put their capital to work for them. Someone once told me the difference between rich and wealthy. Rich people make good money. Wealthy people have their money making them money. And that's what I wanted to create, an opportunity for people to put their money to work so their money can start creating more money for them, create babies, so to speak, right? Mama dollar and papa dollar get together, and they create a baby dollar. And we laugh and we joke about that, but it's so true. Like, we want the money to go to work so that you can then enjoy life. I have a gentleman. He's about 72, 73 years old. He's not super crazy wealthy. He's got just a little bit, and he's put around $200,000 with me. And I got an email from him last week, and it was a really, really cool email. He said, hey, I just saw our payments hit, and I love the new system. It seems like it's working out smoothly. We just created a new portal that all of our payments go through, and it tracks. And he goes, and speaking of sailing, I am emailing you right now on a cruise as we are going, traveling around Greece. And his exact statement was, Freaky Fast made this possible. Thank you. And that made me feel really, really good. Because here's a gentleman who put his money to work for him, and he just collects checks every month. And that is our motto. Write us a check and start receiving checks Freaky Fast. It really is that simple. And I'll explain how we can do that. I mean, everything always sounds too good to be true. And in this business, I work with investors every day. And we have a team of guys who are on the phone talking to accredited investors. And here's the deal. So many people have been burnt. How many of you have done a deal and you've been burnt by somebody? Right? It happens all the time. And with us, we're always talking to people that have had bad experiences. And this is what I say. When they tell me you're not interested, really what you're telling me is you're not interested in losing money. Everyone's interested in making money. But really what people are interested in is building a relationship with somebody that they can grow together. And that's really what we're striving for, and that's really what we're trying to do at Freaky Fast. So let me just tell you a little bit more about what we do. This is our management team. We've got 17 employees. Our corporate office is in Fort Worth, Texas. And then, like I said, we're in six different states. So we have boots on the ground, and both with property managers, project managers, GCs. But this is our corporate office here. And just for fun's sake, these are our attorneys. John Fay is an incredible, incredible attorney, and was an SEC prosecutor for 15 years. Then he went private, and so he structures all of our funds and just does a great job. We will have a question and answer at the very end, so I will go quick so that I save some time for you guys to ask any questions if you have anything for me. I'm just going to take maybe a couple minutes and just hit the real estate market trends. How many of you, that's something that you're really interested in, is the real estate market trends right now? A couple of you. I'm surprised that a lot of you didn't raise your hand. Now, the reason you didn't raise your hand, is it because you already have an understanding where it's going and you got a good feel and your RIAs are telling you and you're listening to every podcast? Here's the thing, and I'll just be very blunt and very transparent. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Everyone asks me. I can line up 10 different experts up here and you can ask them and you'll probably get 10 different answers. Now, how many of you would agree there's probably a downturn coming? Raise your hand. All right. Now, how many of you would have thought that downturn should have happened last year or started to happen last year, right? Well, in some ways it did. The third quarter and the fourth quarter, things really tightened up and days on market started going longer, prices dropped. But then if you go back, and that went through the first quarter because interest rates went up. But if you go back and you look in April and May and June, prices went back up. I've got houses that I purchased and literally was putting on the market when the thing started correcting last year. I pulled off and just started renting them out. And now the tenants are getting ready to move. So I thought, let me just see what the ARV is. Maybe it's gone back up or stay the same. Not only did it get back to where it was, it's actually gone up. But what we're seeing is maybe time on market a little bit longer. And so there's a few reasons for that. And I'm just going to hit it just to kind of give you my perspective. There's indicators that show there's going to be a massive downturn. And then there's indicators that show that things are going to stay very, very stable. Maybe not as sexy, so to speak, or property staying on the market, or you know, flying off the market. But prices might stay very similar, and I'll explain why. And again, just real, real brief. Where is the market heading? What's interesting to me is the majority of homeowners currently have rates under 6%. I read somewhere else, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, 9 out of 10 homeowners right now have mortgage interest rates less than 5%. 9 out of 10. So if you've got a lot of equity in that deal, and maybe you're wanting to get into a different property, but you decide, well, you know, I'm only paying 3 or 4%, I'm just going to wait. Because if I sell it, I really don't want to replace that mortgage with a 7 or 8%. And what's happening is it's creating a lack of inventory on the market for people that need to buy. Right now, we're experiencing the largest migration. Think about this. The largest migration in the history of the United States in the real estate market because of the millennial generation. That's my generation, right? We got people who are still living with their parents who are now getting out and trying to start a family. We have people who've been rooming in apartments with their college buddies and you know, now they want a house, and so they're getting out. And what we're seeing is a lack of inventory. The main reason is because of new construction coming to a halt 2009-2010. So I've read different reports where anywhere between 3 to 5 million we're at a deficit of 3 to 5 million single-family homes for the demand. And if we increased our production 3 times the amount of a normal production of new construction, it would take us 3 to 5 years to catch up. So what does that mean? That means there's not enough inventory, which is, to the chagrin of a lot of experts, have kept prices somewhat consistent. Now, that still could change. Prices could still go down, and that's okay, and we'll get into that in a minute. But here's the one thing that I will say, is rental properties is a great place to be parking your capital right now. Because at 7, 8%, even though there's still a demand for people wanting to buy homes, a lot of them still can't afford it. But they can't afford a good rental property because they have to have a place to live. So that is just a little bit of why I believe now is the time to invest in single family rentals. I was reading an article and I had a slide on here. I took it out. A lot of the big boys like Blackstone and all of them, they are moving into the sector aggressively. They're creating vulture funds of billions and billions of dollars to come in and scoop up deals as they start coming along because they want to control that market. By 2030, I believe it was, they want to own up to 40% of the single family homes. Now, here's the thing. I've always heard follow the money, right? How many of you have ever heard that, right? Hey, I don't have to be a shark, okay? Those guys are sharks. I'm okay being a sucker fish, all right? The ones that follow the shark and eat the scraps. I'm okay with that, right? And that's what we've tried to become, all right? So that's just a little bit of some insight. Some of the hottest markets, believe it or not, is the Midwest. How many of you already know that? Raise your hand. Now, you know that probably because you've been investing in the Midwest and it's worked really, really well for you. But the Midwest is really, really strong. A few years ago, it was the Southeast. And Southeast is still really good. We still have deals in Ohio, in Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and so forth. And the Southeast has been really, really good and will remain good. But right now, the hottest markets are in the Midwest. A couple of reasons. It's affordable living. Unemployment is very low. There's a lot of job creation and growth here. So you're seeing, okay, so like my dad was born in Cleveland. My mom was born in Cincinnati. I am an Ohio boy through and through. In fact, my uncle, who still lives here, is in the room today, right? But a lot of their generation wanted to get out of the Midwest. They wanted to move south. But what we're seeing is a lot of my generation wanting to move back to the Midwest because it's affordable living and there's a lot of great jobs and it's a great place to raise a family. And it's still affordable. A house that I could buy here in Cincinnati for $375,000 would be like $600,000-$700,000 in Nashville or in Dallas. Does that make sense? So it's very, very affordable. You're seeing a lot of people moving to the Midwest. I was going to kind of skip through here. Here's something that's kind of interesting. These are different newspaper articles or quotes in the newspaper talking about that. To the right here, small cities in the Midwest top the Wall Street Journal Realtor.com Emerging Housing Market Index. Real estate investors with rental properties are gravitating towards Midwestern markets that are desirable for both renters seeking a high quality of life and investors seeking higher yields. Again, a lot of you, how many of you have a house here in the Midwest? You kind of already know that, right? For some who don't, this is a great place to invest, and that is why we are here. Okay, I am going to just talk some really simple stuff, and then I'll get into why we do what we do, and then I'll give you one thing to take to leave to help be an encouragement to you. All right? So, gentlemen, this is a football. Great quote by one of the famous, most famous coaches, Vince Lombardi. The story behind this is his team had just gotten crushed the day before. I mean, absolutely crushed. And he said, the reason why you guys got crushed is because you forgot the fundamentals. And so he said, we're going to get back to the basics. So he pulled out of his bag a football and said, gentlemen, this is a football. And you would think that all professional players would know what that is. And we laugh at that, but it's such a great reminder of getting back to the basics. Right now, okay, in a good market, when things are just, you know, everybody is just wanting to buy, you can make mistakes and get away with it. You can maybe even cut some corners in some of your procedures and get away with it. Maybe you're not as disciplined on your numbers, right? When I first got in the business, my mentor told me, numbers never lie. The stars may lie, but numbers never do. Know your numbers. You win when you buy. So as we are going into somewhat of a downturn, numbers is very, very important. Well, that's the basics. Like you would think, well, duh. But it's amazing how many people do not know their numbers. You say, well, why should I invest with Freaky Fast? Because we really try to work on our numbers. I mean, the basics. And going into a downturn, you guys need to know your numbers. But more than that, some other basics. I literally talk to investors every day, and they're freaking out. Oh, I'm just going to sit on the sidelines. Oh, I'm hoarding cash. I've got a lot of money, and I'm scared. I don't know what the market's going to do, and they're freaking out. And I have to remind them, it's simple, but buy low, sell high. And if it continues to go low, you just keep buying more. Don't freak out. It's been an ideal period for investors. A climate of fear is their best friend. Those who invest only when commentators are upbeat and end up paying a heavy price for meaningless reassurance. Warren Buffett. Right? It's amazing how many people allow the news and everything to scare them and freak them out and keep them on the sidelines. Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. How many of you have ever heard that quote before, right? But it's a good reminder not to freak out right now. One thing before I get into this, my favorite movie, Wonderful Life. Everyone see Wonderful Life? Jimmy Stewart, you know? Okay, so the scene that always comes to my mind is right after the Depression and old man Potter, the meanest man, richest man in town, is sitting and he says, George, I want to hire you. And he said, the reason why I want to hire you is because two people kept their head, me and you. And I thought that was very interesting. In downturns, people freak out. and they lose their head. But the greatest growth in net worth and in success and wealth, generational wealth, is in downturn. Do you think Warren Buffett is afraid right now? No, he's gearing up. He's ready to go. Now, he might say he's afraid to get the markets to maybe shift a little bit, but he's not afraid. Don't lose your head. It's okay to get a little fearful, but don't freak out. Like, take a deep breath and recover. Just some basic stuff. Okay, tangible assets and cash flow. Again, downturn. This is why it's so important. This is what we push. Tangible assets and cash flow. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he said, yeah, I was talking to my stockbroker, and he said, hey, Ryan, you told me to call you if I ever saw the best thing come across my desk, and guess what? It just came across my desk. You really should do this. And Ryan says, I don't feel very comfortable right now with where things are going. Next day, it dropped 8%. And he goes, man, I'm glad I didn't do that. So he called up his broker, and he was teasing with his broker, and his broker made this statement. Well, it's not a loss until you sell. How many of you have heard that, you know, with stocks, right? It's just a position, right? Well, but when it goes up, they want to tell you how much money you've made. They made you, but really, it's just a position until you sell. Why is real estate so important? This is why you guys are here. Because of these two basic steps, tangible assets and cash flow. What's nice is in the stock market, it's super liquid. So people, when things get bad, they just liquidate and they lose. And they just, you know, here, you don't necessarily have to liquidate when things get bad. But if that property's cash flowing for you, then you can use that cash flow. You get a call from a family member that just had a rough time and they need some cash. Hey, I can give it to you because I got extra cash flow coming in. Cash flow and tangible assets. Again, just some real basic, basic 101 stuff, but just a reminder. Okay, this is probably why you're here. How you can invest with Freaky Fast. There's two different ways. We want to create passive income. So you ask, what does Freaky Fast do? We're in a real estate investment firm. Or we're an investment firm that specializes in single-family rentals. We create passive income for investors. How many of you would say that right now, maybe you're struggling to find a deal? Would you raise your hand? A couple of you? All right. How many of you say, you know, the one thing that I struggle with is not finding the deal, but it is working with contractors. I just absolutely hate working with contractors. Anyone like that? Okay, a couple of you. Some of you, you're experts. You've been doing this a million years, so you got it all down. I probably need to learn from you. But really, the gist is we want to create a way that you don't have to deal with the headaches of messing with tenants. You don't have to deal with the headaches of messing with contractors and doing inspections. We just want you to put your money to work and let your money start creating passive cash flow for you. Because that is the dream. That is why we got into real estate. We read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? And we were like, okay, I'm going to do that. And then we heard this guru and that guru talk about creating financial freedom and financial wealth. And it's like, okay, how do we do that? And then we get into the rat race of real estate. And we realize it's not necessarily always creating financial freedom. I had more freedom time-wise when I was just wholesaling than I did when I started this company. And my wife has told me multiple times, I thought we started this company to have more freedom. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, you gotta build and grow and whatnot. But it's so true. Like, we get in and then we just realize we've created this job. And then we are successful at it and we keep building and we keep growing and it keeps getting bigger and then it's more time that demands and more stress that it creates. And so the idea for our company is, let's go ahead and just take that burden on for you. As you can see, I'm already losing my hair. I had an afro when I first started this company. So let me lose your hair, right? You invest with me and I'll take on all the stress. So there's two ways to do it. The debt fund, the equity fund. The debt fund literally just lends capital to Freaky Fast to buy and fix and flip homes. We pay monthly payments, and it's been around for 3 years. It's a $5 million fund. We have about 3.5 in there. We've never really, like, it's never been a huge focus to raise that money because we have also a lot of just individual private lenders. But that has averaged around 15% return for our investors. And so it's just a great way to park some money if you're wanting to get cash flow, but you have zero interest in owning any properties. And that's totally okay. For some investors, they want both. And so I'm not going to be talking too much about the debt fund. I'm sure most of you understand lending and so forth. I'm really going to talk to you about the equity fund and how you should take advantage of this opportunity. Freaky Fast has had, this will be our third equity fund. These are our two previous equity funds. And this one started just a little bit at the end of 2020. And then the second one, find the laser here. The second one started the end of, or the beginning of 2021. And as you can see, the annualized cash on cash is 16.71%. The estimated IRR is 37%. And the estimated multiple is 2.3. And then the second one, the annualized cash is 11.65. So again, this is the annualized cash. This isn't the gross for the 3 years. This is annualized. And then estimated IRR is 21% and a 1.5 multiple. The difference between these two have been very, very successful. And our investors have loved it. But the one I'm about to present to you is going to be a lot better, and I'll explain why. These two were buying turnkey properties only. How many of you are familiar with that term turnkey? Right? That means we've already rehabbed the property. It's complete rehabbed. We already rented it out. It's currently cash flowing, and we're selling it to you at either market value or a slight discount. We sold these homes at a 10% discount, so 90% market value, which gave you a 10% equity right off the bat. And those are the type of returns that we've been able to produce. Here's why the next fund is going to be better. We're calling it the FF Asset Fund 1. It is a $10 million offering. The minimum investment is $25,000, which everyone tells me is way too low. And I'm okay with that because I want to earn your business. The proof's in the pudding, right? So why don't you come work with me and start building a relationship with me, and I can show you, and then you can do more with me. I'm totally fine with that. However, one share of the fund is $100,000. You get monthly distribution checks. Last month's distribution was 1.7% for our investors. We've sent out four distributions, and it's a 13.5% right now. I'm missing one thing here. May have put the slide in the wrong spot. I'll come back to that. Give me 1 second. Guess not. Okay. So real quick, just the basic strategy of this investment, that $10 million, $3 million is to go to turnkey properties that are already cash flowing. That provides immediate cash flow right off the bat. Those are properties that we've already rehabbed, they're already rented, and they're cash flowing. And you're buying it at 90% market value. That $7 million is a vulture fund. It is to acquire deals as they come across our desk that allow the investor to get in on the front end. I've had a lot of investors tell me, man, I really wish that I could, you know, take advantage of buying a discounted property before the rehab. But, you know, I'm a doctor, or I'm a dentist, or I'm an attorney. I really don't know how to do that. A lot of my investors already have another great job. They're not really in the investment or real estate game. For us, what we've decided is let's give them an opportunity to take advantage. So what we do is we find the property and we assign the property to the fund, and then the fund owns that property. So right now, we're buying homes anywhere between 40 and 60 cents on the dollar. And then we are putting in another 20 to 30 cents, 40 cents in rehab. So our buy box is we have to be at 80% or under the market value. I cannot go above that with that $7 million, or I get in trouble. And the reason for that is because we want to create an immediate 20% equity. If you were told that you can invest in a stock market, that you're immediately going to get a 20% appreciation, how many of you would make that investment, right? Well, it's the same thing, but in real estate. But the good news is it will also cash flow for you. So our projections is 9 to 12% monthly cash flow, and then we are creating that 20% equity right off the bat. Now the goal is to take this fund; it's a 3-year minimum, from $10 million to $30 million over that 3 years. And let me show you how we're going to do that. First of all, we're buying in Knoxville, Tennessee; Cincinnati, Ohio; Columbus, Georgia; Covington, Kentucky; Akron, Ohio; Granbury, Texas is a place that we've got some deals. We're also in Northwest Indiana as well. They didn't put that on there. So just as an example, we just purchased a house in Middletown, Ohio. How many of you are in this area? Okay, so how many of you are familiar with Middletown? The bed bug capital of the world. How many of you knew that? Okay, a couple of you knew that, right? I did not know that when I first came in. Sir, your house is infested with bedbugs. What? But that's kind of our strategy. We're trying to find distressed properties. One of our best clients to buy houses from is the baby boomer who's tired of managing properties. He bought them, you know, with cash in the downturns, and he's got crummy tenants in there that pay cash, and he hasn't done anything to the house, and I mean, it's a slum, right? Well, we can go pick it up for pennies on the dollar, rehab it, bring it to market value, get good families in there. And so that's kind of what we're targeting. We bought a house in Middletown for $90,000, and we put $30,000 into it for rehab, so it was all in at $120,000. And after we did that, the ARV was $165,000. It was going to rent for, $1,400 a month, giving you a net yearly profit of $10,920, a 9% return. That's after, you know, property management fees and insurance and taxes and maintenance and all the you know. Vacancy, you know, however you structure it, that's taken off the top out of the gross. So this is your net, and it's 9%. Oh, I hit the wrong button. What that does is it creates a $45,000 equity. And the plan is for Freaky Fast Capital Group, with our relationships, to go get financing. And as the GP, we'll go and get financing at 70, sometimes 80%, and be able to pull out the initial or most of the initial capital of that 120. So at this example, 70,000 is 115, leaving $4,500 of the initial capital in. We'll take that money from property A and go buy property B. And we'll do the same exact model. Now the ROI just jumped up because now, yeah, your net, sorry, my hands are shaking real bad. The net yearly profit is lower, obviously, but your ROI is much higher. Your cash on cash ROI because of the money that you left in. And then your equity has gone up because now you just bought a second house. Now, the one thing that we have structured, someone was telling me, you know, the one thing I don't like about funds is once you pay out the investor's initial money, then you take over the equity or the appreciation and the investors just get the cash flow. And he's like, that's not a bad deal, but really we don't get any of the equity. And the way we structured it is, no, the investors get to keep 75% of the equity. So when we refinance it and we're bringing money to the table, you still get to profit from that and can keep 75%. Now, we increased the appreciation each year. Our average is between 8 to 12%. We ran all of our numbers at 5%. We wanted to be very, very conservative with appreciation. And our homes are averaging between $150,000 and $200,000. So it's not like, you know, you're buying an overinflated house in Nashville for $700,000 that 2 years ago you bought for $350,000. These are affordable houses that you're not going to see a huge fluctuation in appreciation or depreciation in the sense of a market downturn. So the idea is to rinse and repeat, do the BRRRR method three times out of this fund. So after 3 years with that initial $120,000 investment that we bought the first house for, you now have three properties. Your cash dividends over that 3 years is $37,000, giving you a 31% return on this $120,000. Also, your equity is $159,413 because now you have three properties, giving you a 1.33% return on your equity, giving you 1.64 multiple X on your investment. It's a 54% IRR. That's the plan. Now, again, this is just a model using one house that we bought for $120,000. In some ways, it's very simple, just doing the BRRRR method, right? This is a property that we bought here in Ohio. $115,000 purchase. Rehab was $20,000. It really wasn't bad a shape. But what happened was the investor who owned it, the plumbing broke, or not broke, but the contractor did a horrible job, and when he was doing the floors, put nails through the plumbing. And for a full year, this tenant was using this plumbing that was leaking, and so it created a problem in the bathroom. And you know, drywall and everything, really minor fixes, truthfully. But for someone who doesn't know anything about that, it was a huge inconvenience. So we were able to come in and pick it up for, I think, 55 cents on the dollar, right? ARV is around $185,000, giving you a $31,500 profit. And this will rent for $1,500 a month, four-bedroom, two-bath house. That's a great deal. How many of you would do that deal? Right? Only a few of you? Come on now, you can participate. How many of you would do that deal? Right? If someone came to you and said, I got this deal, you would do it. How many of you have been flipping for 25 years plus? Anyone? 25 years plus? I was going to say, you're not that old. How many of you have been doing this for 10 years plus? Okay, so you guys have experience. If someone came to you and said, I have a house that you all you need to do is fix some drywall, repaint, it's really a turn, but you need to fix some of the plumbing, it's going to cost you about 20 grand, but you're going to get 55 cents on the dollar, would you do that deal? Everybody would do that deal. Let's be honest, okay? You know, it's what's interesting to me, and I'm just going to give you a hard time, and I'm joking. We're all here to make money, right? How come we're all always afraid to say the truth? We are here to make money. Right?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay to say that. There's nothing wrong with that. The love of money is the root of all evil. But if you remember, Jesus used the parable of the three people, the servants. One got coin and doubled it. Another guy got coin and tripled it. But the guy who was afraid buried it, and he was called what? A wicked servant. It's okay to make money and being a good steward of what God's given you. All right? It's the love of money where you allow it to control you and you become a malicious person. We're here to learn how to make money. This is a deal everybody would do. Okay, here's one that I'm really excited about. I bought this subject to here in Township, okay? So it was a $90,000 purchase. I only had to put $30,000 down. Taking over the note at, I think it was like 2.5%, right? And then a $50,000 rehab. ARV should be around $215,000. If I want to be even super conservative, I could say 185. But your cash on cash is only 80,000 in the deal. So that's giving you a 67% ROI. How many of you would do that deal? How many of you have the time to find that deal? How many of you want to spend the marketing to find that deal? So these are the type of deals that I'm finding so I can create passive income for you. So you can take part of this, but not have to deal with this. Does that make sense? Here's another one. Akron, Ohio. How many of you are from northeast Ohio? All right. This is literally two blocks away. Well, maybe a little farther. I think it's more like five or six blocks away from Akron University. Okay, I'm going to turn this into student housing. We got it at $79,000 purchase, $45,000 rehab. ARV is $175,000. Should rent by the room. I think there's five bedrooms in there. Should rent for about $450, $500 a bedroom. Maybe a little bit more. Should be a great investment for us. Right? 17.6%. Just this one house with the $47,000 equity. So that's our goal. We are trying to find distressed properties and create and maximize cash flow. Where am I on time? I don't have my phone on me. Can anyone tell me the time? How much time do I have? About 20 minutes? Yeah. Find distressed properties, add value, create cash flow, recycle through that by refinancing. And when our goal is to provide monthly distributions that is going to give you a 10 to 14% annualized return and be able to create 10 to 20% equity in the deal. We're already doing that right now. I just bought 29 properties in Gary, Indiana.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. How many of you said, uh-oh? Right? Yeah, Gary, Indiana. How many of you are familiar with Gary, Indiana? Murder capital of the world, right? Yeah. You don't put HVACs in your houses in Gary, Indiana. Yeah? Because they might go away. Well, here's what's truthfully happening, though. There are some sections you want to stay away from. There are some sections investors going in and getting really good deals and creating really good properties. And what's happening is Chicago is struggling right now. And you're seeing a mass influx of people coming from Illinois into Northwest Indiana, and there's not enough properties. Hammond, Griffith, Merrillville, Crown Point, they're all struggling. So people are starting to go into Gary and they're revitalizing Gary. I have a really good investor friend who's been doing this for years. He moved from Phoenix to Gary and started doing this. Did over 200 homes, crushed it. He's a little older, and he's like, Jason, I got 29 homes. I'll owner finance them for you. He goes, I just don't want to deal with the tenants anymore. That's a great deal. Absolutely. Better yet, I bought them at 70% ARV. So right now, the very first month, 13.5% return, and that's with rents $200 to $300 less than where they should be. Leases are coming up. I'm going to start increasing that a little bit. And guess what? I'm going to provide almost like a 16% return, and I create an owner finance right off the bat. So a $2.2 million deal, I brought $380 to the table. How many of you would do that deal? Right? Well, you can instantly. You come by my desk, you can fill out subscription documents, and I'll give you wire instructions. And your first check would be in January. And I joke, but I'm being serious. Here's the thing, we're in the fourth quarter. This is the last year for bonus depreciation up to 80%. I've got 20 homes under contract. I've got two mobile home parks right outside of Knoxville under contract. I need more capital. So if you've got capital, how many of you have got at least $50,000 liquid right now and you're looking to deploy it? Raise your hand. Come on, don't be shy. Okay. How many of you are got a million and you just don't want to let me know? That's all right. Now's the time to invest. And that, all right. Here's just some of our properties. Again, nothing super fancy, but these are good starter homes. These are good homes that will make rental properties. And we go in and we do, let's see if I got any pictures. I don't. We put all new LVP flooring down, all new paint, light fixtures. We put nice countertops. We put tiled showers in because plastic inserts get torn up. We want to make good quality homes that will attract good quality tenants that will take care of those properties and pay their rent. All right, that's enough about that. We'll get into questions. All right, this is what I always like to do. At the end of the day, I always just want to give something that you can take. That's the pastor in me. So I don't really promote this, but my dad retired, pastor of a small Baptist church in Fort Worth, and I was attending, and they said, hey, would you mind taking over? So I am actually a pastor and of about 40 people, and I really enjoy it. The whole reason I got it, well, I'll save that. You could tell I'm a pastor, rabbit trails, right? You know, stay on topic. Time. I actually posted a meme on Facebook. Hey, pastors, you get an extra hour to preach your messages this Sunday with time change. And I didn't get a lot of good comments. All right. How to be successful in real estate. Very, very simple stuff, but just a great reminder. As I look around, you guys have been doing this for a long time. You really don't need to hear this. But I'll tell it to you anyways. Just because, again, it's a good reminder. Guys, this is a football. Dream big. Why dream small? What's the point? Dream big. You know, someone told me, Jason, how big do you want Freaky Fast to be? And I said $1 billion, which is kind of crazy in the single family industry. I have a plan. Well, again, rabbit trail. I'll get to that. He goes, why not $2 billion? And literally, the people in my office started freaking out. No, do not give him that idea because he will come up with a plan to be $2 billion. Dream big. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Right? Dream big. But you can't just dream. You have to plan. I've got a plan, a five-year plan, how to be a $1 billion company. Right now, we have around $35 million under management. I want to get to $100 million. I need to buy 400 homes in the next 12 months to get to $100 million. That's an average of $150,000 a home. That's 33.3 houses a month. Like, I could break it down to the week. It's like 8.2-something houses a week. That tells me how much money I need to raise a week. Tells me how much money I need to raise a month, how much money I need to raise for that year. I have to have a plan. I can have all the dreams in the world, but if I don't have a plan, it will never happen. Now, I can have a plan, but if I don't execute that plan, what good is that plan? So many times I feel like we have great ideas, we have great dreams, we put great plans in place, and then we don't execute. That is the most important thing right there, is execute. I was scrolling through TikTok, and I came across like this Navy SEAL guy, and he said that's the one word that they pound in our head over and over and over again is execute, because if you don't execute, someone's going to die. Now, we don't take that literally because we're not in the battlefield, but if we kind of took that and really tried to make that as literal as we possibly can and try to execute our plans in a way that will be successful, we're going to have a better chance. Again, you've heard this a million times. But as we're going through a downturn, here's what happens. It gets really, really tough. This year has not been a fun year for me. This year has made me really question and challenge myself. This year has made me say, okay, how am I going to get better? You know, we grew to 35 million. Well, technically 30 because we had about five this year. We grew kind of with a small mom and pop mindset. And in a good economy, you can get away with that. But then you start seeing cracks and you start seeing how your processes need to change and you need to improve and you need to get better systems and you need to elevate your company if you're going to grow, and if not, you're going to die. And so it's like that's a really tough, painful thing. No one likes to hear that. And so this year, our team has focused really hard of how do we get better? How do we put better systems in place? How do we improve to provide a better quality investment opportunity for our investors? And so it's been a challenge. It's not been a fun market. We've had houses go under contract that literally fell through the day before closing. We've had appraisals come back that were maybe $10,000 less. And you had to fight the appraiser and be like, dude, there's two extra bedrooms in my house. And you're not giving me any credit for them. Like, I mean, just goofy stuff. And it's just a constant challenge. And you start to question, why do I do this? Why am I doing this? And when it gets tough and there's that downturn coming, a lot of people can quit and give up. They freak out and they panic and they don't want to do it. But if you have your dream and you have your plan and you can execute that plan, you'll be successful. But more importantly is the last thing, know your why. How many of you have heard that? Now, I've been to hundreds of conferences. And every time I hear an investor say, or a speaker say, know your why, I would literally just grind my teeth and be like, dude, please get new material. I've heard it from everybody. And now I'm the guy up here, know your why. But here's the reason that's so important. Because, say what? Yeah, I'm going to. The why is what keeps you going. Now, here's the thing. Here's what's exciting. How many of you like to hear fish stories, right? Like my papa, he was a big fisherman. How many of you like to hear the story? Yeah, it was a real peaceful day on the lake, and you know, the water was glass, and man, we caught a couple fish. It was just real peaceful and real relaxing, and we had a good sandwich, and you know, it was just a great day. How many of you like to hear that story, right? No, we want to hear the story about how, hey, we were off the coast of Florida, and we were, you know, 3-4 miles out, and all of a sudden the storm came in, and the water started getting real rough, and it started getting real dark, and the boat was doing this, and people were puking their guts up over the side of the boat, and we were freaking out. We didn't think we were going to make it, and man, it was a challenge, and man, it was scary, and it took us hours to get back, and it's just this great story. How many of you like to hear those stories? Right? Scariest times make the best stories. The question is, are you going to have that story or are you going to quit? Now's the time to have the great story. Now's the time to persevere. And the only way you're going to know that is your why. Know your why. Why are you doing this? For us, it's ministry. I have a video I was going to play, but I'm using someone else's computer. It's a little bit difficult. But my wife and I, we like to go into schools and give talks. Tori will sing and tell her story, and we'll talk to kids about being bullied and fighting depression and suicide and drugs and what true success is. True success is not having $1 million or $1 billion. True success is what impact you leave on other people. And for us, that is our why. And so we started this business to fund our ministry. What is your why? It could be as simple as, I just want to create a better life for my kids than what I had. It could be as simple as, I want to be able to spend more time with my family. Or I have a charity that I like to give to, or a foundation. Or I want to support orphanages or battered mothers or whatever the case may be. What is your why? Know your why. Because that will sometimes be the only thing that gets you through when things get tough. So how to be successful next year in 2024 if there's that massive downturn that we keep hearing about? Dream big, plan, execute, and know your why. All right? Thank you guys so much for being here and listening to me ramble. Hopefully it was somewhat of an encouragement. Hopefully there was some good information. I will open it up for, oh, one thing. One of my favorite quotes, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyways. It's okay to sometimes get scared, right? Not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow can be sometimes a little bit of a fear that we might have to face. But it's okay. Saddle up anyways and get to work. Don't be an investor on the sidelines. Play the game. That's how you win. All right. If you're interested in learning more, you can speak to Alex. He's at the booth, or you can schedule a time. We are running out of information. How many of you already received our information at our booth? Raise your hand. All right. If you haven't, come see us. You can scan the QR code and get a digital copy. I actually have another employee flying out tonight with more copies to hand out tomorrow. We didn't bring enough people to the event. We didn't realize there's going to be so many people. So we got some more stuff coming and reinforcements. But we would love to talk to you. We'd love to figure out how we can help you start parking capital in a way that's passive, that's going to create cash flow for you. So again, thank you very much. I will open it up for just a few questions if you guys have it. And if not, you know, we'll go out and go somewhere else. Yes, ma'am.
How did you come up with the name?
Okay, funny story. Wholesaling, everyone was like, you know, buy houses quick, or Tennessee quick home buyers, or, you know, and it's all about speed. And so I was just trying to think of something unique and something different where it didn't sound like everyone else. And so then I thought, well, fast. And what's fast? And it's like, oh, freaky. And then it's like, okay, we'll go with that. And so it's more of a marketing ploy than anything. And it's kind of stuck. Thank you for that question. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Are these for accredited investors or just everybody?
Yes, sir. So these are for accredited investors. If you're not accredited, there are a couple ways you can invest with us. You can buy a home directly from us. If you need financing, we've got financers that we can help you, and we'll manage them for you and provide a turnkey solution. Or two, you can lend just directly to us. So we do try to create ways for non-accredited to invest, but these funds are for accredited investors. I saw a hand up over here. Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's the basic parameters of your PPM, just broad strokes? So you're raising, because you're under 100, so what is that, a 506C?
Correct.
And then what's like the broad strokes of returns or time frames?
Yep. So it's 3-year minimum.
3-year.
Yep. You get monthly dividends or monthly cash flow distributions, right? And at the end of the 3 years, there's three exit strategies. One, maybe we just sell off to a larger private equity firm. Two, we refinance one last time, pull out all the initial investment, and we just keep it going.
You're refinancing in the interim in that 3 years.
Correct. Okay. Correct. And then the third option is I've had some investors say, hey, look, we don't want to get out. Let's just keep this going, and we'll buy out other investors. But we'll see what happens at the end of that 3 years. If someone comes and offers us a great price, we sell it. We 1031 into apartment complex, or we 1031 into something else so we can defer those taxes that we already received the bonus depreciation from. So that's the plan. $25,000 minimum. Trying to think what other. I'll be glad to send you the PPM. Again, like I said, John Fay, SEC attorney, wrote it. It's a great PPM, but it is, you know, not everyone likes to read the PPM legal doc, so I'll be glad to send that to you for sure. Yes, ma'am.
So your minimum is $25,000. Do you ever do time frames that are shorter than the 3 years, or is that your very minimum?
For this asset fund, it's 3 years. Okay. In our debt fund, it's a year.
A year for the debt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also said that it's you and another guy to talk about?
Yes, ma'am. Alex in the back. Captain America back there. Yes, ma'am. Up to 80%. So next year drops to 60, I believe. Do you understand in bonus depreciation?
No.
Okay, I'll be glad to share that. So you could depreciate certain things on those properties, right? And a lot of people like to use an accelerated depreciation where you can depreciate that over a 28-year period, right? So some people like to invest in something that they're going to hang on to for 28 years and depreciate that and accelerate that so that they can apply that against their K-1s. The problem, though, is if you ever sell that property, you're going to owe that back. So what a lot of gurus teach is you just 1031 it. If you do sell it, you 1031 it into something else and you just keep deferring that tax. But what's nice about that for this is we are going to create cash flow. So you will have to pay taxes on that. It is a K-1. However, if I can give you a depreciation, you can apply that to your income that you just made and pay less. Maybe not pay anything, just depending on how much we can we'll do a cost segregation. So basically, we hire somebody to come in, and they literally put a whole inspection report, and they tell us how much we're able to depreciate. And it's up to 80% of that number. So it's not your investment that you're able to depreciate 80%. It's whatever that cost segregation is, that number. Anybody else? All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy the event. We got a whole nother... I feel like one day is like three here, and we still got three more full days. So you enjoy the event. We'll be around. We'd love to chat with you. I'd love to earn your business. God bless you. Have a good day.